His echolocation skills are much different than those of other oceanic species. While the strange noises pollute the ocean from the fringes of their intertidal zones to their deepest cavities, they also confuse his perception of the environment. However, in the constant sounds and vibrations that reach his ears and body, he begins to detect echoes of the past. They enable him to locate his presence and that of his environment on a much longer axis. This gift of hybrid echolocation partly derives from where he came from, the realm where linear time has long dominated cyclical time. But this expanded skill has its cost. The exposure to noises in which his body and mind cannot but recognize the past often disorients him. It complicates his ability to be at peace and adhere to the tidal cycles. He begins to aimlessly wander along the shores, slowly dragging his body. By now, it has almost entirely lost its human shape and become like a rock bearing a clear imprint of diverse zones and ecosystems created and supplied by the tides.